Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for September 7th through 10th, because Monday was Labor Day, so we had no new episodes. I don't understand that, though, especially now where they're streamed, they're on Hulu and everything. Like,
I don't get it.
I want to know what the breakdown is of how many people actually still watch it live.
That would be a really good number to have.
Or not recorded. Or recorded. Because if people, yeah, that only, exclusively, cannot, will not watch it any other way other than live when it's on. I just want to know the number behind that.
Maybe the people that don't have cable and don't do any of the streaming, so they have to watch it at 2 o'clock.
Right, but I want to know what number that is.
Well, it's going to be a low number because I feel like there's not very many people that don't have one or the other.
So we are starting off today with our Oreo challenge.
Because I finally remembered to bring them.
Because I sent her a text. I scheduled a text the other day.
That is so handy that you can do that.
It's fantastic.
I really like that.
Androids for the win.
I don't know if I won that far, but
yeah. All right. I think that there's a way to schedule texts for iPhones.
Is there?
I think so. I don't know. All right. So we are doing the Oreo red, white, and blue layers of cream with popping candy because Amanda didn't want to try them.
Because once you dip them in your mouth, they're going to have already popped.
But, so that's what we're going to test. But I am going to challenge you extra that you need to first eat one without dipping in milk.
Okay.
So that you can experience
I'll dip one.
The popping.
They did get a little broken in my hiding them from the children.
Okay.
All right. Are we doing plain first?
Plain first. You have to have a control. You have to experience what you're supposed to experience. So.
Why are you breaking it?
Because it was already broken in half.
Fancy.
It was already broken in half.
I just put the lid back on mine.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready, go. You have to let it sit for a second.
I can hear the popping in my mouth, but it's not giving any different flavor or sensation.
I never said it was a different flavor. Wait, let it sit on your tongue. Mine's crackling on my tongue.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what you're supposed to be feeling.
I know what Pop Rocks are.
You just said that you weren't feeling it.
No, I mean, I don't understand why we put Pop Rocks in the Oreo.
That was not the purpose of this.
I know, because you're going to see
fireworks.
That when you put it in the milk, you don't feel it on your tongue.
Well, now we need to finish this one cookie.
Okay.
Okay.
Apologize now to our listeners who are like, thanks for letting us hear you eat a cookie that we can't even try with you.
My editing skills will have this down to not even a 2-minute test.
The icing is good. Like, some of them taste different. Should I just get started?
I know, but it's the same. They didn't change the flavor of the icing.
I know, but some of them don't taste as good. Like, the spring Oreos are better than the Halloween Oreos.
Mm-hmm. I'm
telling you they are. They all say they're the same flavor, but they're not.
Here's the problem, though. Well, it's not a problem. We're going to have to make sure we get all of the popping stopped before we move to the milk.
Oh, my.
Because we can't. That'll be an error.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We can't have any.
Of our very scientific test.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to sip a little bit of my iced coffee to try to...
You were already up and at McDonald's this morning?
I went to church. I was stopped by McDonald's on the way home.
Oh, I see.
It is almost 12:30 in the afternoon.
It's so early. Sorry.
I've been up since 6:50.
So early. I'm sorry.
All right. You have to cleanse your palate.
I feel like I'm good. I got all the poppers off.
You have no remaining poppers? Okay.
I don't.
Okay. How long do you dunk?
Till the bubbles stop.
I do that with my Thin Mints. I freeze my Thin Mints. I bite off a tiny portion because it's chocolate coated, so right. It can't get in there. But then I drown my Thin Mints.
Yeah.
Until the
bubbles stop.
Yep. Okay, cool. So I just want to make sure that we were on the same page for our length of dunking.
Okay.
So tellers, listeners, please tell us how long you dunk your Oreo for. Let's go. And we're dunking.
Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles.
Oh, you were smart because you gave us each a sleeve. Because now we can also go from fully drowned Oreos versus maybe just like a half drowned.
They were $1. It's not like I splurged crazy.
No, but still, that was smart. Now we get more testing.
All right.
Well,
all my bubbles are gone.
Okay.
And I'm like halfway gushy. There's like one or two.
You put your whole one in.
Mm-hmm. They are still popping.
They're still popping.
I would give them that, but there isn't as many.
No. It's like when you're finishing popping fresh popcorn. You know how like when the popcorn's like really going and it's like pop, 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 pop. That was the first.
Mm-hmm.
Fully drowned.
Yeah, there's like
Now I'm getting more.
There's some that mustn't have got drowned fully and they are popping at the full popping
speed.
Well, it's
the center of the cream ones because they're...
Okay. I will retract my statement. I guess Oreo knew what they were doing. It still gives you the popping
Good
flavor.
Good job, Oreo.
I still don't understand why we have popping candy, because it did not enhance the flavor.
I don't think it was even necessarily to enhance the flavor. I think it was just to enhance the eating experience. It was supposed to be like eating fireworks that represent America.
Okay.
All right, so just give us a minute. If you hear a random popping.
Right, sorry about that. Fireworks going on in the background.
Okie dokie then. Okay, well, so now that we have finished the most important part of our podcast.
Yes, we finally
got there. What do you want to get started with? Oh, you know what? Hold it real quick. We're going to tie this into Oreos. Our buddy, Steve Silverman, is doing a fundraiser for Operation Freedom Paws. And we're going to link his fundraising link in our show notes because we love him. Not just because we love him, but because, he met his goal. His goal is $777.
Aww.
And he is doing it because we support our military and our animals. So Operation Freedom Paws is a perfect place for us to support. You never know what someone else is going through, what they've experienced, and how it's affected them. He loves everything that Mary and everyone at Operation Freedom Paws does on a daily basis. And so much so that she's been a guest. And I got creative and I donated 7 times 7 and made it $49 was my donation.
You're very creative.
He's like, didn't you get all fancy? I'm like, yep, I know. Basic math. But his post was looking for lucky sevens. You have $7 to spare for more than a good cause. We have a goal to help Operation Freedom Paws and their continued mission of supporting our veterans and service animals. Where are my good people at to help us reach it? 100% tax deduction. I want to throw in the little asterisk. Please consult your tax professional because I don't know. That's not me.
Right.
And so in case you missed our interview with Steve, he does the World Gone Good podcast and he actually used to work on General Hospital and he was quite a delight.
He was so fun to talk to.
So much fun. And we've enjoyed the friendship that we've kind of formed with him across the country through social media and our shared love of General Hospital. But when I saw him doing that kind of a fundraiser, I thought that was pretty darn cool. So even though he's met his goal,
they can always use more.
If you care about service animals and you care about the veterans, go in our show notes or go to his Instagram page, it's just World Gone Good Podcast. And it's in, what was 5 days ago? It was September 7th that he posted. So
get him with his sevens. That was perfect.
I know. I don't know if he did that on purpose with the sevens. Oh, but So their fundraiser, this is where I even fell more in love with them. The event that he is raising money for or whatever on September 25th, it's the 10th annual Pause with Patriots Wine Gala.
Ooh, let's go out there for that.
I know. I'm just like, dude, you got animals, you got the veterans, and you got wine.
What more?
That's my kind of charity. So very glad to see that he met his goal. However, goals are meant to be broken. So help him double that. That happened this week with me for my daughter's birthday. I'm fundraising for her school.
I saw.
And she's turning 18 in a couple weeks. And I was like, hey, if you could just donate $18 in honor of her, whatever, hit the goal. So like Facebook defaulted to 200. So I was like, okay, 200's good. I was going to change it to 180, but I was like, no, I'm not doing 180. We met it super quick. So then what did I do? I think I did 18 times 18, which is when I came up with Steve's number two. Yeah. So 18 times 18 is 324. Woke up this morning. It was done.
Wow.
Yeah. I still have another week left.
Yeah.
So hi, I'm doing mini reality check at the beginning. That is totally not my reality check. But anyway, all right. So can I just take then, even though I asked you where you wanted to get started, because I feel like the two things that I just accidentally wound up talking about. See, this is why Oreos change lives. Because it brought us to talking. See, and this is why you delayed it.
You're welcome.
You didn't know why you were delaying it, but the reason why you delayed it is because we had to talk about it the week that we wound up finding out Steve was doing this fundraiser. And then I wound up talking about my daughter's fundraiser. And then that's going to just bring us into Leo.
There you go. Everything happens for a reason.
So absolutely.
Boom.
Okay. I am 99% certain the actor's autistic.
Oh.
His name is Easton Rocket Sweeta. And I may have kind of stalked his Instagram because I wanted to know.
Okay.
And on July 20th, there were some new headshots. Easton turned 10 in June, so he's 10.
Okay.
And the hashtags are new headshots, kid actor, young Hollywood, autism.
Yay!
So this was before Leo. This is not referencing Leo.
Right.
Autism rocks, Bowie, cool kids. But so all of that, I feel like I can.
Yes.
We can say this. Like, and that just makes me so happy. Okay, you talk.
But I like when you get emotional.
I know, but it just really makes me so happy because they're not even just limiting it to an adult. I'm sorry, I'm shaking now.
But I love how your emotion comes through because it's true. It's coming from your heart.
So I want to interview this kid.
There you go.
Easton, we want to interview you, dude.
Yay.
So you didn't find that out?
I did not. I did not.
I had to know It was seriously, it was bothering me.
Yeah.
Because he could either be a really good actor, which the show Parenthood, there was a young man who played a character, Max, who did a very good job, but is not autistic.
Okay.
Did a great job, but,
okay. You're so cute.
Sorry.
No, I love it. I love it. You're so cute. I liked that Austin didn't diagnose him, though. He was just leading him to the right places. He's like, Ned, maybe you can just show him how to communicate better by taking him to this doctor.
Oh, no. I like that he explained what autism is without saying the word.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be heard. What do you say? Or I wrote, love how they're bringing it in. Everyone's different and communicates differently. Crap. I'm not going to be able to do this. And everyone needs to be heard. And that's what we fought so hard for my daughter. So, and still do.
Yes.
Okay. Because the whole reason that you and I so we joke about the fact that, like,
right, you're gonna make
her. I know.
Like, go ahead.
So you guys all know that Amanda and I met as Girl Scout moms, but it was really difficult for me because she didn't engage, you know, and the troop was amazing and never felt out of place. You know, it was very obvious that sometimes she was kind of involved. But so there's a thing called parallel play. It's where somebody stands off to the side and kind of mimics what they're seeing a peer do or somebody else do, which it's not atypical. Right. You know, like that's not a cause for concern. Kids do it all the time. We all do it all the time. But there was one field trip that we took to Dairy Queen, and she just was not understanding that they were not getting blizzards and had a complete escalation that was very scary. And I was more, I was paranoid. I was terrified. I was worried that the girls weren't going to ever want to talk to her because she was scary. I mean, what? She was 8 and my husband's 6'4". And like, he had to come to Dairy Queen to help me with her because we had to make sure we could get her home safely. But like, we had to get her to relax. And the next day I got emails from almost all the moms supporting me. And one of them was from you. And I'm not going to share everything that was in it. I still have it.
Aww.
But yeah, it was the scariest thing. And that's when I actually felt the most comfortable. I don't know. I mean, I still was scared and everything, but
right. If it has to happen, it's good that it happens around people that you can trust.
Right. But I still didn't know you guys that well. So.
But whatever.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I made Amanda cry. Yes. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. But all that to say that it's difficult. I don't even know where I was going with that, actually. Why did I start remembering the Dairy Queen trip? And why does so much of our life revolve around Dairy Queen?
I love Dairy Queen.
Well, it was a very convenient field trip. It was right down the road from the
meeting
place. But I just remember that because seriously, like, not a single person judged me for it, which is, I have gone through a lot and lot of judgment. I've been told, why don't I just punish her? Why don't, you know, everything you're not supposed to tell a parent, which we'll get into Brooklyn and Maxie in a little bit. I'm a little concerned about Olivia doesn't want to hear it. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Yeah.
Because we need her and Ned to be okay. Because it is a fact that 80% of parents of a child with different needs, whether it be physical, behavioral, whatever, they tend to get divorced.
Yep.
So they were already hanging on by a thread.
But maybe this is the way they're going to bring them back together, because Ned is going to really push for Leo to get the interventions that he needs. Mm-hmm. Olivia isn't going
to
want
to
hear
it. We need to change that word too.
Okay.
Intervention. No, it just...
Intervention makes it sound like it's a problem that needs fixed.
Right.
It's not. It's just a different.
Listen, we've.
Yeah.
I say it. I'm like, we got early intervention. No, we learned early on what tools she needed. Interventions happen for addicts and for things like that. Ooh. Okay. Let's focus on changing that word.
Okay.
I'm sorry that.
No, I was saying,
it's been 12 years.
That word. And also, no.
It never really occurred to me. I did appreciate that Ned listened to Austin.
Exactly.
And Austin was very clear that this has absolutely nothing to do with
parenting or any issues there.
Or ELQ.
Right.
So,
yes. So, yeah, I think that's how they're going to do it. Ned's going to be the one to step up and say, we have to take him to see these specialists. We have to get this help for him. And then Olivia's going to kind of drag her feet, and then some kind of interaction between Leo and Olivia is going to happen that wouldn't have happened without the help. And then it's going to bring them all back together as perfect little family.
And I think at some point in there, we're going to find out that Austin's autistic.
Yes.
Because this made me so upset. The very first week he was on, someone tweeted, what the heck's wrong with Austin? Is he on the spectrum or something? And oh, did the mamas come out swinging?
Yes.
Not just mamas, but
normal.
There were
people.
There were a lot of people that shut that down.
Yes.
And kindly. They were like, I mean, I didn't read all of the thread.
That would have taken you days.
Also, I don't want to see. I don't like when people are nasty to each other about stuff like that.
Right.
But the people that corrected and informed were awesome. And so I think that that's. I hope that they spend time educating her. And like Leo's already in school. So we haven't seen him struggling with school. I don't know. I'm curious to see.
I feel like they're going to do it well. I have faith in them, because why would you bother hiring an actor that has lived this and experienced it?
Right.
If you were just going to put it in a pretty little picture and have it as a side note.
Right.
So right. I'm having faith.
By the way, my daughter wants to be an actress. I know I joke about us all the time, but she legit goes to a film camp and has done documentaries. So if you need a girl to come on the show, I'm pretty sure I can arrange that.
There you go.
She's like 10 years older than him, but it would be nice. Do you know what would be great? Is if they somehow, maybe Leo does have problems in school. So Leo has to find the school that's right for him. And so they have even more.
There you go.
Even if it's a side, whatever. Yeah. All right, I'm done.
We just wrote a whole new storyline.
That was hard, though. I didn't think I was going to start there.
I just love how cute you are.
I just like how Oreos just went straight into it.
Okay. Is the title this week, Oreos Made Me Cry?
No, but I did. I think that it was From Oreos to Autism.
There you go. Beautiful. All right, next topic.
Oh, let's just go right into Brooklyn and Maxie.
Want to judge Maxie for what she said, because it would be hard to give up parenting to control to anyone. I mean, yes. As a mom, I have issues giving up parenting control to my ex and his new wife.
Right.
So someone that's not even related. Yeah. That's
however,
I know Brooklyn is doing a very good job.
She could have said it differently.
She could have, but she's facing her own.
She's
struggle.
1,000% correct that she should get a say.
But that should have been a conversation they had beforehand.
Correct.
You can't let me do it for however many months it's been now and then turn around and tell me I'm doing
it
wrong.
Right. And I think that Brooklyn, I don't know if Maxie was really upset about the self-soothing or just the fact that this is where she is and Maxie has not missed out on the cuddle time. Yes, she has, but like not to say that that's the end of the cuddle time.
Right.
You know, but for her, she's like, great. She's already getting herself back to sleep. I missed her being a baby, which she has not missed her entire babydom.
Right.
But
by the time she gets her back, she's not going to need to fall asleep in your arms.
Right.
Because now she's learned to self-soothe.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that that's part of it. And Brooklyn just kind of came back and was like, all right, so do we need to talk about you
taking her back?
Taking her back. So...
Right. And then she turned around and said, well, no, because I don't know where Peter is. So quit critiquing Brooklyn and move on, Maxie.
Yeah. Right now, her goal is for Bailey to be safe.
Right.
Louise to be safe. And she is. Is she being? And guess what? Parents really fight about that stuff.
Yes.
And guess what? You're both right and you're both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very true.
And pretty sure it's going to be okay.
I don't know why they're trying to throw Maxie with Austin, though. I was happy that he finally called her out and said, why are you inviting me to a wedding when last week you just told me seeing my face reminds me of losing your daughter?
Right.
I don't get it.
I don't know either.
And if they're trying to distract him so he doesn't remember seeing them swap the babies because he was unconscious at the time, shouldn't he spend less time with them?
You'd think.
Then more?
Yeah. Yeah, because all it's going to take is one thing to trigger and be like, wait, I remember you saying that. I met you before or something like that.
Exactly.
Yes.
I don't get the point.
I don't either.
You want to go on to Ava, Nicholas, Trina, Esme?
Sure.
I thought Ava was cute where she hired the bodyguards. And then once they beat up Nicholas, she's like, what are you doing?
I like that she said they're former UFOs.
Is that something I would say?
But they're UFC. Okay. And so I don't watch boxing, but I do believe that both of those names are, because what was it? Bubba and
I something did not else. Write them down. I could have asked that question and I didn't think to.
Sorry. Jeez Louise.
Sorry.
It was Bubba and Randy?
I don't know.
I forgot to write them down too, because I wanted to look up to see if they were actually. Okay, so guys, answer us this, because I failed to Google. Were the bodyguards, are those actually boxers?
Right?
I don't know, but I do think that those are names.
Yes, yes, they are. I mean,
shut up. Yes, those are names, but
names of actual boxers.
Correct.
I know what you were saying, but that was funny.
Yes.
Are they names?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are names.
Sure are. So anyway, I just thought it was cute that then she instantly reacted with like, why did you hurt him? And brought him ice. And
she's like, we have an entirely different meaning behind what.
Come on, Ava. You were in the mob. You should know that when you say make it clear, that's where we go.
But maybe because she figured they're not mob. That they did not have that as
well. I think she was naive for that. I think we all knew where that was going to go. But Nicholas was super cute when she said, does anything else hurt? And he pointed to his lips.
It was sweet.
I like them together.
However, she made an excellent point with how he messed up with her.
Yes.
Not like she's like, this isn't just about Avery. Like, you totally screwed up your relationship with your son after you know what I lost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And then we see, well, I guess Esme came before that to talk to Ava, which was just weird also.
Yeah.
I don't understand what she's doing either. You're not enhancing the relationship. You're not threatening her any more than she's already been threatened. So why are you showing up there? Just to be a jerk? Knock it off. And then I like that Trina's putting the pieces together because she was like, you just happened to use the name that was on the badge.
I want to know how far Spencer is going to go to defend Esme, though, because I feel like he was almost at his limit this week.
Right, because he said he needed to leave Trina a voicemail and or a text and say, like, you're not crazy without saying you're not crazy because you can't admit guilt, but you don't want her to think she's nuts.
Right.
And Esme was not happy about it.
Nope. I don't know. I don't know.
It's nice they're finally getting some young drama in there.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Because we see TJ this week, but we don't see Molly. There's no drama with them lately. They talked about the whole court hearings aren't fair, and now Molly's gone again.
Right. I
hate that.
Mm-hmm. But Jordan and TJ had such a mom moment.
You're so cute.
They did. I'm just going to cry this entire episode.
You are. Apparently you are. No, I'm mad that Curtis was in there talking to Jordan the way that he was. I know they're not divorced yet, but they are getting divorced. And yes, you can have love for your ex, absolutely.
But you're not going to be calling him baby.
Thank you. And kissing their hand like that. Squeezing their hand, yes.
Okay.
Kissing their hand, no. I don't think so anyway. My ex would never do that.
I feel like us as women would though.
And especially not the baby.
I really don't know because it's been so long. Okay, no. If my ex now were to be in an accident, like, I would not be kissing his hand. I would not be calling him baby. But we've also been separated for 17 and a half years. Oh, my gosh. So.
I don't know.
But see, I don't know what. I don't think I would have it 7 weeks, though.
Right. My ex was in the hospital when we were separated and still trying to figure our stuff out. And I, like, dropped the kids off at my mom's and ran to the hospital because I wanted to make sure he was okay. And I asked him all those questions. Are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. Even offered to call his other girlfriend at the time, if that's who he wanted there with him. But.
Wow.
But I didn't like, oh, honey, baby. I was, you know, obviously I want you to be okay. Is there anything I can do or whatever? But I wasn't going to lay all over him.
Well, especially where Portia was with them in.
Right.
So it's like he didn't even. Yeah.
I didn't like it. And then Portia, of course, had to see it. So now we have to throw that in the middle of it. I just don't like that the storylines keep going with these triangles. I know that they're exciting and one of them is fine. But they keep
we're past where this was exciting. Now we're on to Curtis is with Portia and we're pretty sure Jordan and Sean were going to get back together. I don't know. I was getting those vibes.
Absolutely.
But is this what's going to keep Jordan and Curtis married? Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And like it would have been dramatic enough just to find out that Curtis is Trina's dad.
Right.
Because who did not read through the lines on that one?
Right. Exactly.
But did you know that that house that they went to was the one that Luke grew up in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I thought that whenever they walked in, I'm like, how many times are we going to have people trapped in that basement or thrown out?
I know. Can we just seal off that basement? Because it's also where Anna and Valentine were just, okay.
Yeah, they used that house for everything.
Did you think, okay, when that guy was on the couch and Jordan, did you think for a second it could have been Julian?
No, I
didn't. For a split second, I was like, oh, it could be Julian. And then it wasn't.
Oh, no, I didn't go there. That would have been fun.
I know.
Sorry.
I mean, Peter just came back out of a freezer. Why can't Julian come out of a body bag?
That would be nice.
Victor came out of a body bag.
That's going to be our next 411. Who's come directly out of the body bag?
Sure. I did like when Portia went to the Savoy, though. She came like bopping down the stairs like, hi.
She's so cute.
She is.
Her eye makeup is always done perfectly. They zoomed in on her face because of the oxygen mask, and that was all that I could pay attention to. I was like, I want their makeup artist.
I was going to say, I'm like, they definitely have very good professionals that do that.
It always looks so perfect.
I think there's really only two things left.
Is it just the two big things? That's all we have?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh.
Brando and Sasha telling Gladys.
They're so
was
cute.
The best. His, oh, them just teasing each other and him like, no, 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 no. Fine. Yeah, mom, I'm a stripper. And Sasha enjoying every minute that she was choking.
Yes, exactly.
Although Gladys put it on her. What, you can't pay for stuff, Miss Moneybags?
Not all my responsibility here, ma'am.
Right.
Didn't you talk about needing money from Brando's father? It should be a fair split.
Right. And they're trying not to strain their relationship, but they're also making sure that the baby's taken care of. Of course, if it comes down to something needing taken care of versus... But let's just give Brando some acknowledgement that he's stepping it up.
Right.
And isn't like, no, this is the best you're going to get.
Exactly. He's the one that wanted to split it 50-50.
Exactly.
Sasha said, there's a money difference here. We got it. We're good. And he was like, nope, 50-50 all the way. He took the extra jobs because he feels like it's his responsibility. So don't talk your son out of it, Gladys. Come on.
Seriously. All right. Which one do you want to go to?
I was annoyed that, again, the five families are meeting to talk about taking down Sunny and Carly, but there was only three families. Where is the fourth one? Obviously, the fifth one is them.
It's Cyrus. He's in jail.
He doesn't have anyone to show up for him, though?
I don't know, but that's...
I know Dude talked for him, but...
But that's the fifth.
But he shouldn't be able to talk for himself and Cyrus. Because that would have them together.
Well, and who's to say that he's being honest? Yeah.
Right.
Like, he doesn't have a second.
Yeah.
So why are we listening to someone who doesn't have a second?
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Sunny had a second and a third.
Right. See? Doesn't make any sense.
Nope. I liked Monica kind of giving Carly her blessing.
That was sweet.
That was very sweet.
And them acknowledging the past. It's not like we have to sit here and pretend like we're all best friends now and we've always been. We can say, okay, the past was kind of crappy.
How much does Joss know about her mom's past, though?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I like it.
She's like, I don't know, something to do with the fact that, you know, my mom screwed over AJ. And so Monica doesn't necessarily care for her, but you know.
She was young. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not honest with my kids. They know all kinds
of crap.
But
still, it was just funny to hear Joss talking about it.
I liked it whenever she called Esme a and Trina was like, Joss, don't say that.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's like, well,
you're 18. I don't want to hear it coming out of your mouth 24/7, but every once in a while, there's definite reason to use that word.
So they're making Jake's into a bank? Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't understand. When has there been a bank of ELQ?
Think ELQ now has a bank? ELQ here for you is the tagline. No, they're not.
Right. Here to take your money.
And where Jake's is, aka the floating rib. So, because... Go back and listen to our 411 about the floating rib, and we talk about the fact that that's Jake's, and that's where Carly and Jason met. Here's my big problem. We're now acting like Brit never happened.
Right.
If Brit had never happened, I could possibly be on board with this. Could possibly. I still don't know how I would feel.
No, I still wouldn't be on board with it, because Carly loved Sunny.
The way that she said it was, yeah, and then oops, I slept with Sunny one night and therefore I fell in love with him for the next 20 years.
Right.
That's how it sounded.
Exactly. That's exactly how it sounded. Like, oh, it was an accident, so then I just went with it. No,
right.
No.
He seemed okay and you made it clear that you didn't want anything with me.
Right.
Like, no.
No, that's not what happened. She fell in love with Sunny.
Hardcore.
Not saying
that they hated each other and then loved each other.
Exactly. And they loved each other as much as they hated each other, yes. Which is two sides of the same coin. So I don't understand how we're going from, oh yeah, Sunny's gone and now I'm going to be with Jason and using the L word and acting like that's the way it would go.
I liked when she said, I could see myself falling in love with you again.
Yes.
I 100, because she did. She was, the one thing that I really was hoping for was that they were going to do Sarah Brown flashbacks.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Right.
Which stinks, because that would have been awesome. But, because everything Monica said was true. Mm-hmm. You tried so hard to get Jason to love you, and it just wasn't going anywhere beyond friendship.
Right.
But when Jason said, who's, like, what makes you think you'd be alone and falling?
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
No. Mm-mm. I do agree that they should probably have practiced kissing before kissing in front of other people. Yeah,
I agree.
But the continued makeout?
Yeah, no. I just wasn't buying it. It's too soon after Sunny died. And we've seen them together, but only in the business side.
Right.
They haven't had
it's
dinners
not...
and...
Remember the multiple beer kiss that we were talking about?
Yes. Like that,
if this were to be at all believable, it would need to be like that. It would need to be them actually have... This is why I feel the way I do about Michael and Willow. We haven't actually seen them outside of just hanging around with Wiley.
Yeah.
Like, you don't fall in love then. You fall in love in the little hidden things that you do. So, like, yeah, it should have been the two of them reminiscing about the past while drinking beers and oops, kissed, you know, and then, oh no, what could this be? You know, and then going through all that. But now it's like, Brit never happened, and we're just making out in a future bank.
Yeah.
Because we once danced here. I don't know.
Mm-mm. They're going to have
crying when they kissed, though, was good.
Yes.
That was perfect.
I just am going to need more to buy it.
Yeah.
And then on to Sunny and Nina, and I don't know. I'm glad that Jax went and finally called her out. She's freaking crazy. He needs to be 302 in her somewhere, because her reality is not a reality. We'll just not have him go back. It's fine. He can stay here and be Mike forever. And she 100% believed that that's how it was going to be.
I wrote, I wish that she had an actual psychotic break given her history.
There you go.
And not for nothing, she should be.
Mm-hmm.
She should be. And trying to manipulate him into not caring about the safety of his daughter.
Right.
Come on, Jax. Don't you just want me to be happy?
No, not over my daughter.
Right.
And
he's defending Sunny.
Yes.
This is serious.
Right. But she flipped it around. This is just about Carly. No, it's not.
Seriously.
It's about all the other people that are there, like Donna and Avery, who deserve their dad, and Wiley, who deserves his grandpa as his actual grandpa.
Right.
So do you think she's going to tell him, or do you think she's going to say to Sunny, let's run away?
I have no clue. But I was so tired of her. I tried telling Carly. I tried. And then she pushed and she pushed. No, you are not five, Nina.
Exactly. And you didn't really try to tell her. You called
her.
And before you said anything, Carly went off, which she shouldn't have done.
She should not have. No.
But it's not like you called back the next day and said, now that we've had time to cool down, what I was really calling for was...
Oh, yeah. Your husband's alive.
Exactly. You made one attempt and then you let it go. But I thought for sure she was going to tell Mike, let's run away. Until Peter walked in. And then I was like, oh, how's she getting out of this?
I did like that he compared Valentine. Because that is exactly what she is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Although last week we said that Nina is not redemptive. And Prince Tupac fan forever 1970s said, Nina is not beyond redemption. Sheila Carter, I don't know who that is. The number one female villain in soap opera history. Sheila is still here causing problems. And Sheila is better than ever. The problem with the character Nina, GH writers are for some reason scared to write a good villain storyline for Nina and make Nina equal to Carly.
Ooh.
That last line.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I get that. It's like, I think maybe that's the thing that we're the most mad at is, what are we doing here?
Right.
Or the most upset with, because it's...
Unless we're going to diagnose her with multiple personality or something, she can't be Nina that we see in Port Charles. And then Nina that we see with Mike, and really think that they're two separate things.
And she's a smart woman. So her justifying, but he's not Sunny anymore. He's just Mike. He's Mike. He's like, I think that probably just like, as soon as I read that, I was like, that's it.
Yes.
Because she knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She has not tried to make it okay. Like, she hasn't. I'm sorry. She has not tried to tell Carly or tried to tell Michael your dad's alive. Nope. Or try, like, she has not. Mm-mm. So, yeah, make it. Quit making her out to feel like the victim and let her have the control.
Exactly.
I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
Forget Carly. Forget Port Charles. This is what I want.
Yep.
Don't, because I seriously was ready to just lay her down for a nap or stick her in the corner because she was crying like a toddler.
Yes, exactly.
I was like, just go to your room.
They need to pick a side. Either she's crazy and needs some help to fix that. And I'm allowed to use that word crazy. We've talked about that before because it's just my whatever word. But she has some type of mental health issue that needs help. So take her that direction and get her the help she needs again, which is fine. No shame in that. Or make her completely, I'm doing what I want because this is what I want and I don't care about anyone else, and own her stuff. But this back and forth.
I wanted to. Mike, you just need to find out who you are, but I'm not going to tell you.
Right. Mm. Ridiculous.
So, yeah.
We have some strong feelings here on this.
Well, but seriously, I think that that really clarified it. When I read that, I was like, that is exactly it. There is no definition of who she is right now.
Right.
Because Cynthia Watros is an amazing actress. Absolutely. We have talked about this. And yeah, okay, so I was really annoyed with how she was crying and whining to Jax but even the dialogue was all over the place.
Right.
You know, she did a great job delivering it. Mm-hmm. But what she was saying was very contradictory to the sentence she said before.
Yes.
So I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know.
I'm excited to see what kind of.
And the fact that she doesn't care about Joss, that's not Nina.
Right.
You know, that's.
Yep.
We don't see her struggle. Hold it. Didn't she say this week too? It didn't occur to me that I was keeping him away from Donna and Avery.
Right.
Really? Really? That didn't occur to you? Okay. So thank you, Prince Tupac fan, for clarifying our thoughts.
Yes. I'm excited to see what Peter's going to do.
What was he all angry about?
Because she sent him to whatchamacallit and the baby wasn't there.
Oh.
You forgot because Liesl and Scott got kidnapped.
Yeah, we had no update on that this week.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's everything.
I think so.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
Are you going to go first with your reality check?
You can go first because I've cried enough and I need to gather myself.
I don't really have a fun reality check this week, though. I didn't. It was all kid-centered like always. What's your face? It is. It's always kid-centered. Well, no, I'm sorry. It was kid-centered and Ryan-centered because Tuesday is his birthday. So last night we celebrated his birthday with
this upcoming Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Ryan, we're almost birthday twins!
Yes.
Few years difference. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Aw!
I'm so glad you're so excited.
I am.
Yes. So yesterday we went to my mom's.
Sorry, I get very squeaky.
That's okay. You're allowed to be excited. Yesterday we went to my mom's and just had a family birthday party with my family because that's what we do. Ordered pizza. Got a Dairy Queen ice cream cake because Dairy Queen centers everything. And had a couple drinks and whatever. Oh, I know what I wanted to say this week. Oh my gosh. So we always talk about the crazy information that we learned.
Oh yeah, that's right. The other night you said you were very excited about something.
Okay, so last weekend, but it was after we recorded. That's why I wasn't remembering.
Okay.
Last weekend, we went to a picnic at Ryan's boss's house, and it was a family picnic, but he just invited like a couple coworkers that he's close with or whatever. So we went, and they're all like people around our age, a little bit younger, a little bit older, nothing crazy or whatever. So they start talking about how women are the best or better than like the FBI and the CIA and whatever. Because when we want to know something, we really dig in and know it. And they said that on that Cash app, which I do not have, but on Cash app, it like if you had been texting someone but only had the number in there, that I can take that number and put it into my Cash app. And if that other person has Cash app, it tells me their name.
Oh.
So if you're trying to see if someone's talking to someone that they shouldn't be talking to, but you don't need to like deep dive into their phone because you don't have time for that or whatever, if you just take that phone number and put it in Cash app, if that other person has Cash app, it will tell you their name.
I bet that would work with a ton of other.
I thought it was genius.
I think, but so I'm just thinking of TikTok in particular because it didn't occur to me.
But that, wouldn't that just give you their, can you have a different username on Cash App? Like, do you get to make up a name? I don't have Cash App.
So. I haven't used it since Venmo came out. So okay. I really shouldn't. We're not sponsored by either one. So we don't have to be favored to either one.
Right. You can use whatever you want. But I just thought that was genius.
But I have like clients that are on TikTok that get recommended to me because I'm a friend. And I'm like, but I don't know this person. And then I look at their thing and I'm like, oh. So it's either like a client, it's someone that is in my phone for whatever reason.
Right. But these people wouldn't be in your phone. And like,
no, but if you put, that's what I'm saying. If you took their phone number and put it into TikTok, like in the search thing, would their account pop up?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
But I thought it was a genius move for if you need to check out, if someone's talking to somebody.
There you go.
You can get the name. Because, I mean, it takes a lot less time to just snag a number out of someone's phone. Not endorsing going through your significant other's phone. But if you happen to have reason that you need to.
Right.
Just to grab that number and then put it in the Cash App and it gives you the name.
But only if they have the Cash App.
Only if they have the Cash App. But apparently it's worked enough that these ladies were discussing it like, this is another thing to add to our bag of secrets.
So. That we're just now going to share with.
Because you people need to know.
Yes.
And GH can somehow rope that into one of their storylines.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Like, come on. So anyway, yes, that's what I was very excited to share because it went with my whole, that other app that I had talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
All that stuff. Okay. So yeah, I'm just going to keep informing you things that you may not have learned on your murder shows that you can use in everyday life. So anyway, that was my exciting thing that I learned that I learned last weekend after we recorded. And then this week was just all the normal stuff with the kids. Madeline started dance. Oh, Megan got a new job. She's working at that princess place that does the parties.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So she's not a princess, but she like does.
I was going to ask if she was going to be Anna.
No, she's not going to be a princess, but she does. I guess they hire a different company for that, which I didn't know. But she like serves the food and hands out the crafts and just like helps take care of the kids.
Oh, that's fun.
So she's excited for that. And then.
Did she quit Dairy Queen?
Yes, she did that a couple weeks ago. I think I just forgot to say it. Yeah, and then it was Ryan's birthday celebration of just hanging out. And we played, have you ever played that game LCR?
No. The dice? No. Okay.
So it's a dice game. And
is that left, center, or right, though?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a dice game, and you pass. It comes with chips. We, of course, play with money because everything's more fun with gambling. But you pass, if you get an L, you pass a dollar to the left and you go through or whatever. Well, when we were at this picnic, they had LCR Wild, which I did not know existed. And you can steal dollars from other people if you get a wild. So, because the point of the game is to end up with money at the end and then you win all the money. And so I jumped on Amazon at that party and bought a thing of it. We play it
on
Deep Creek weekends all the time. But okay. They didn't know there was a wild either. So I'm going to be like star of the show with my new game. So I took that over yesterday to my family's house and we played that. And Madeline won the last round. She won $21 and you would have thought it was $1 million. She was so excited.
Aww.
So very cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. That's my exciting life.
Well, you also did a really good job lying to me.
Did not lie at all.
Well, omission is still lying.
Nope.
Because the one thing Amanda left out is that my husband threw me a surprise party on Friday.
He did so good.
He did very good. I was excited. So here's how my week started last week. Sunday evening, I get a phone call from my daughter's school. So because she goes to a private school, they had a certain number of, the ratio was there that they had to close because they're actually not allowed to do remote learning anymore because of the type of school that she is. Really annoying.
Oh, okay.
So it has something to do with that. But because of the type of school that they are, I'm not getting all into that. They were closed last week.
Right.
Which I'm like, fantastic. I still have to work. So actually got pretty attitude-y with him because his job is very accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, seriously, I have things that I really can't cancel this week.
Right. I wondered why you didn't drop her off to me Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Because I forgot to tell you that. Sorry. Okay. So there's that. So Amanda very graciously said she's welcome to come over and I can watch her for a couple hours. So she came with me to the office Tuesday. And then he was like, oh, yeah. All I had to do was ask. My boss was pretty cool. I'm like, then why did we wind up getting in a fight about this? Because right. Could have been avoided. Because that's literally the only thing I said. Can you ask? And you're like, oh, I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I didn't mean to just totally complain, but That was frustrating.
Yes.
It's a big stressor because I'm like, I understand that my job is flexible and that's why I do it.
But sometimes you can't be.
I legit could not cancel like two of the things.
Yes.
I'm like, and guess what comes from me doing those two things? My paycheck.
Right.
So It's the same thing. But especially where his boss, like, he's never been told no.
Right.
Not once. He'll be there 8 years this fall. Not once have they ever said no to him. So, chalk another one up under the, and we don't abuse it. That's the thing.
Exactly.
You know, regardless. Okay. Moving on. Well, I did cancel some things, but there were some things that I just straight up couldn't. So I decided, you know what? I'm really getting sick of, I still have paint swatches all over my house in the rooms that we haven't painted yet. Mm-hmm. So I did my kitchen. Didn't completely finish it because I was like, we're going to just totally renovate the kitchen. We're not now. We're just doing a facelift. And so that was going to be my reality check, was the fact that I painted my kitchen. Then I was like, oh, wait, Friday, I'm having lunch and going shopping with two of our friends for an early birthday celebration. And they didn't care if my daughter came with me, which was just, I love friends that don't. I love friends that you can say, can you watch my kid? And they're like, yeah, or just offer it up. But so she was so excited to have girls' day with us. She did cat eyes perfectly. I don't know where this girl gets this stuff from. But so we went to Cheesecake Factory for lunch and then we just walked around the mall and went to the Container Store. So in my head, I was coming home. I didn't have the cheesecake at lunch. She was going to go with her dad's. He had told me that he was going to be running late. Everybody lied to me this week. He was going to be running late, picking her up because of work. And I'm like, all right, whatever, fine. And then I text him halfway through the day. I was like, hey, I actually think we're going to be late by like a half hour. And he's like, okay, cool. No problem. Which I'm like, yeah, there shouldn't be because you already told me you were going to be an hour and a half late. So you can wait an extra half hour. So we filled up on lunch. So we didn't eat the cheesecake. So we stopped on the way out of the mall, got cheesecake to go. And in my head, my Friday was going to be, she was going to go with her dad. I was going to put together my organizers and do a portion of my closet and enjoy my cheesecake. And I come home and we've already said her name. So Morgan, she's like, JD got you a present. Close your eyes. I'm like, okay. I thought maybe he just built something because I have all my ideas of stuff that I want in the backyard.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe he finished the patio area because like I want.
Yeah.
Like the little sitting area. I was like, oh, maybe he did the concrete patio or whatever. I don't know how he'd do it in a day, but okay. I come around the bend and Morgan's girls run up to us and it didn't occur to me. I was just like, oh, cool. Maybe Steve and like maybe JD and Steve talked and.
Right. We're going to have dinner.
We're going to have a beer together. You know, Morgan asked, she's like, can we just hang out and have a drink to end the day? I was like, yeah, sure. No problem. You know, that's totally normal.
Right.
So then when the girls were there, I was like, oh, maybe she meant like right. Steve and the girls are coming over. Cause I mean, there's nothing. Our families all
exactly.
Hang out, you know, you're part of it. So then I hear the Friends theme song and I come around the corner and my husband has a huge surprise party for, not a huge surprise party for, but like a surprise party for me. Mm-hmm. Friends theme. And so the banner said the one where Shannon turns 39 and then above the couch, do you know that he wanted to try to get the couch outside?
Aww.
I think. Or maybe Sam said that she wanted the couch outside. Either way, somebody discussed at one point trying to get our couch outside. Oh my goodness. They're like, this is not happening. So a friend of mine does have a backdrop that is the friend's couch. And so she brought that. And then she made, I don't know who made everything. Like somebody made a photo frame that said, Friends, I'll be there for you on it. And then Sam made, she's like, I went off script and made Strawberry Fields Sangria because Beatles. I said, well, Strawberry Fields is in Central Park, which is in New York City. You're good. They decorated my door like Monica's door. What else? Oh, and Casey bought me a shirt that said the one where it's my birthday.
That was so cute.
And we just had fun, you know? Oh, and my husband got my son to come home, but he was hidden.
That was so cute. The reaction was so cute. You are so cute.
Well, and I'm like, he came out from behind the shed, but then typically there's nothing in front of the shed. In this case, there were like tables and chairs. And I'm like, how do I get there? And my aunt came down from New Hampshire and was there for my party. And she lied to me about where she was. And she's the only person I have access to their GPS just because she does a lot of driving things. Yeah. And just in case. And I knew she was coming down. So like, that wasn't the surprise, but she had told me she was going to do something for the day. And so she actually drove out there, turned on her GPS to lock her in there and then turned it off and returned back home because she was actually going to be in the same area that we were.
Okay.
And on the way home, I was like, oh, she's only like 5 minutes away. How cool. We should like, and I was like, nah, we're already running late, you know? So
nope.
she was there, here, and you were there.
I was.
And you got me some really cute butterfly wall art things that I can color in, and they're going to go in the office.
But I'm so annoyed because I have more stuff for you, and I ordered it all from the same place, and that came in, and the other things did not. And
I'm I like that.
Well, I mean, we're just going to extend your birthday. I mean, that works. Birthday is not till
my birthday Monday. Is tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I can't remember what
today, when you're listening to this, well, when it's being released, is my birthday, and tomorrow is Ryan's.
Exactly.
Oh, fun.
So, yes.
But, yeah. So then had a really good night, though. We had a bonfire. We hung out. We sang. It was seriously the best birthday ever.
Yay.
We had the photo thing, and then we had a bonfire, and then for some reason we started doing lip sync battle to musicals. There might have been a lot of wine involved, and I might have thought that watching General Hospital that night was also a good idea.
Okay, well, it makes sense why you didn't know where the plaid guy's shirt went.
yes Well, and I did pause it when I think I felt like, yeah, this isn't. And that's what I was up until 2. And then last night we went to JD's cousin's 25th anniversary is actually on the 14th. And the husband has cancer. Oh. And so they renewed their vows. And it was really beautiful.
Aww.
It was, he's not okay, but he's not. We are where we are.
Right. At some point, you have to accept that you are where you are and make the best of it. So that's beautiful that they redid their vows.
Yeah. And it was really sweet because on top of, do you reaffirm the vows that you took like 25 years ago? It was, she had one question for him and it was, do you promise not to ask how much this event costs? And then on the flip side, he said, do you promise to leave me alone about my recliner? And then their son asked, so the justice of the peace had them both close their eyes. And then she put like, I saw a couple 50s and I think that there might've been a little bit more, put them in their pockets and said, do you promise to take your son to the casino?
Oh,
so yeah, it was really, really nice. So it's been a very eventful weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then tomorrow's supposed to be like 85 degrees and I have one thing planned. And so my goal is to lounge in the pool reading.
Nice.
For the day. And my aunt went back up to New Hampshire. So,
yes.
Oh, but one of her friends is a closet fan of General Hospital. So I'm not going to mention any names, but hi, Auntie Erica's friend. Thanks for listening.
That's so cute.
Not allowed to mention any names.
That's fine.
But yeah. So, hey, happy birthday, Ryan. Sorry. Stole your thunder there, bud.
You didn't. His birthday's not till Tuesday.
Mine's not till tomorrow, yes, Monday. Well, so after all that,
have a drink.
Have a drink. Join us on Thursday as we talk with Holly Hurtado.
Yes.
Who was our script contest winner
with Hot Cool Topics and Hot Flashes.
Yes. Hot Flashes.
Hot and Flashes. Cool Topics. There we go. Yes. She was so much fun to talk to.
And that was a reality check.
Yeah.
We know that so many of you are our fans. She fangirled over
us.
And it was the cutest thing.
It was.
So join us on Thursday as we talk with Holly about her love of GH and all that stuff.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.